Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Kind of a week up, mop up kind of episode. The biggest complaint I have about whether it's a podcast, broadcast, or even the news, you know how quickly they forget how inch deep, mile wide about a particular topic. And what I like to do.
Complaints.
What's that?
Complaints.
Yes.
You never have complaints.
I have a lot of complaints. But what I like to do is this. I like to, when I look at the week or the last, I don't know, 10 days, even 2 weeks, or it doesn't matter the length of time. You know, I look at the coverage and I try to find, I try to find the depth to the story and the impact it's going to have on you and me and the people listening and watching the show. So I like to kind of spend more time on the stories that others do not. And with that, I've got that. You know, New Hampshire, for example, this weekend, okay? Just real quick here. President Trump, in the, I think it was the day after, the numbers were 163,355 or 54.6% for President Trump, Nikki Haley, on the same ticket now, or on the same Republican side of things. Nikki Haley, 129,087 or 43.1%. So it's 11%.
Which is not that bad.
Yeah, it's bad because, again, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. See, here's what happened in New Hampshire. And Fox News is dead to me. Okay. You talk about it. And every piece of every print media website and broadcast media Murdoch has, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, it's an enemy in the camp. And people like to use the phrase controlled opposition. Man, I'll tell you, they are controlled opposition. They were fawning all over Nikki Haley, which is not even her real name, you know, Nimrata. Indian last name, but I digress. But before I get into the percentages and why this is a deep fake, and kind of a criticism too with President Trump, how he handled that. Before I get into that, I just want to, I want to talk to you folks about one thing, and it's regarding our health, and it's regarding, you know, your girth, right? Eric, the tech's over there laughing.
Easy there.
I said girth. Well, you know what? That. Wow, never mind. You know, look, if you were like most Americans this holiday season, which it seems like a year ago, doesn't it? I mean, Christmas, New Year's, doesn't New Year's seem like a long time ago? But then just a short time ago, I don't know where time flies. I don't know. I sound like Biden now. I'm a confused man. Now, I have a website for you, trimwithdoug.com, trimwithdoug.com. If you were like many of us, who ate a bit too much, if your New Year's resolutions revolve around weight control, you can rest easy knowing that most America is with you on this journey. Nearly half of all Americans say the resolution is related to weight control. Man, for as long as I've been alive, I've been hearing that. Now, in addition to weight control, of course, you have fitness and physical health, and making anything around that subject or those subjects one of the most popular New Year's resolutions by far. So I found this magical pill. I say magical on purpose because, you know, I don't know how it does it. I just know it does it. And my wife even commented to me when she saw me with my shirt off. She said, man, you know, looking good. And I said, yeah. Eric just said, hey, where's your girth? Anyway. Man, you're something else. Stop the hammering. You're talking in my ear, man. Now, anyway, folks, it's really a super pill. It's for weight management. It's a weight management solution I recommend and use. TrimWithDoug.com. It helps control appetite, manage weight, reduce fat, control cravings, increase energy. It uses this unique nutrient that's linked to supporting reduced body weight, reduced fat mass, and reduced waist circumference. You know, the girth I was talking about, the spare tire. While increasing lean body mass, hey, it works. Give it a try. You've got to try it. Plus, there's no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives. I'll hold you back in your health journey. Try it today for a whopping 51% off. Plus, receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. That's really a cool thing. I'm telling you, that's really cool. And two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping ordered before this offer ends by going to where? TrimWithDoug.com. Once again, that's TrimWithDoug.com. If you want to get rid of or reduce your girth. That's a word of the day. I say it like it's funny, but frankly, it works. Okay. All right. Now, got a great show lined up for you today. But before I get into the meat of the show and bring Randy Taylor on, I just want to touch on this New Hampshire thing. You know, the day after New Hampshire, everyone was saying, well, okay, it was Trump won by 11%, which is good. But here's the backstory behind this. 72% of the people that voted for Nikki Haley, now think about this, were not Republicans. 72% of the people who voted for Nikki Haley were not Republicans.
That's a lot. It's a girthy number.
It's a girthy number indeed. 27% of the people that voted for Haley were Republicans. So what's the story behind the 72%? Well, obviously in New Hampshire, you have an open primary where you can go in and say, hey, I want to be an R for a day or an I for a day, independent Republican, whatever. I want to be this for a day. And sure, no problem. And you can vote for the Republican incumbent. Why would you want to do that? Or Republican incumbent. You can vote for the Republican in your choice. Why would you want to do that? It's not a vote for Nikki Haley. It's a vote against Trump. The chaos. It's called really Operation Chaos. That's what it's called. Operation Chaos is by the left. And that's the real story behind it. That's the real story behind New Hampshire. And by the way, I sent an attachment before we bring RT on. I sent an attachment. I think I did. Yeah, there it is right there. My goodness. I forgot. There's 84 not included there. But anyway, if you look at this, no one has won Iowa and New Hampshire in modern history. Trump made history by winning Iowa, and then by winning New Hampshire.
Do you know how close he was with Cruz?
I don't.
That'd be an interesting number.
You know, I can find out before the end of the show, but I don't know.
He might have almost tipped that one.
Who, Cruz?
Trump might have almost tipped Cruz in Iowa.
Yeah, in Iowa, yeah. You know, I'll check that out, but... But here's the backstory behind this. So President Trump, even with the Operation Chaos by the Democrats, by the left, by the fascists, by the Nazis, by the scumbaggery, by the deep state, because this was a deep state op, even with that in against that, I will tell you this. I'll say this: the 72% that voted for Haley that were not Republicans, exit polling revealed, that's a bad word, interviews revealed that those people have no intention of voting for Donald Trump or any Republican candidate or Nikki Haley for that matter in the general. You heard me right. I did say that correctly, didn't I?
So wait, I'm confused.
No, I don't want you confused.
They took a poll.
Well, okay. Yeah.
They denied what they said.
Well, I could pull up, but see, here's the thing. Most people saw the video of this young guy. There's a 26 second version out there. Then there's a 58 second version out there. A young guy coming out. And this reporter saying, who'd you, did you vote? Yes. Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? Nikki Haley. Now, were you Republican? Are you Republican or were you Republican? No, I changed to vote for Haley. So hypothetically in the general, if Nikki Haley does somehow beat Trump and is the Republican nominee in the general, Nikki Haley, would you vote for her over Joe Biden? And the kid said, no. And she said, the reporter, well, who would you vote for? Joe Biden. So that, again, why do you think it's called Operation Chaos? Okay. So again, 72% of the people who voted for Haley were not Republicans. So take 72% away from the 43.1%. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, of the 129,087 votes on the, as reported on Thursday. So take that away, or Wednesday, I'm sorry, whatever it did with it the next day. So take that away, and the numbers become more real. Now, Nikki Haley has the dark money behind her, the 1630. I'm telling you, she's got Reid Hoffman supporting Nikki Haley. You got to know these names.
So you think dark she's closer money. To like 10% then?
I'm thinking probably 11. Yeah.
11.2.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. 10% is good, I guess. All right. But just so you understand what happened this week, and you know, and the other thing, and she comes out and gives this Clinton-esque comeback kid speech. Not even a comeback kid. It summoned RFK to me, except RFK won at the ambassador in Los Angeles. On to South Carolina, as if she won. I mean, holy cow. And then you have the Wall Street Journal, a rhino publication, saying Trump eked out with a commanding lead. It's like, how does that work? Eked out a commanding lead? It doesn't even make sense. Well, with me to help me make sense of all.
He barely won by a lot.
Yeah. This is why the media, the leftist scumbaggery media, this is why they're the enemy of the people. The Rachel Moscow Maddow, and even Fox News. Don't start with me on Fox News. But to make sense, help me make sense of all this is Randy Taylor, RT, RT at HagmanPI.com. Right? Yeah, that's right. Okay. Randy Taylor, how you doing?
All right. Tell him to change the email.
Wait a second. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
I am, you know, I've not slept like for 3 days, okay?
I know. You're looking rough there, man. About due for that vacation.
You and Joe hanging out.
Vacation. Yeah. Would you? My vacation is going to be when I
pass on.
Probably. Yeah. I've got.
Yeah, you'll figure out how to work from the ground too.
I am gonna. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do though. I'm gonna get probably. I did eke out a commanding couple of hours. The first couple of days, and then a couple in the middle, and a couple of sun time. Hopefully the weather will cooperate when I'm down there. But and then when we get back, we're going to be going, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get to the border. We got some talk about the border on, today that you and I are going to talk about, but I want to get to the border and hook up with Michael Yon and Vander Steele and some others who we've have the invitations from. But I also want to cover what's taking place with the Texas National or Texas military against the federal troops on the SCOTUS decision. Now, just bear in mind, the SCOTUS decision was merely to merely ruled on the cutting of the wire or removing the Constantina wire, the barbed wire. It did not really reflect on the actual issues, which will go back to the states or will be ruled on separately later. But I do think there's trouble brewing there, and I want to be down there to support Texas and even cover that. So, Artie, how you doing?
All right, go on. All I see there in Texas is going to be a large waste of barbed wire, concertina wire. Texas will put it up, the others will take it down. Texas will put it up, the others will take it down. It's going to be bullshit like that back and forth for a while.
But
he's got the right to protect the state. This is a republic.
Article 10 of the Constitution and then Article 4. Article 10 of the Constitution says basically, you don't do it, we will. Okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, too. Biden and Mayorkas, in my view, Biden and Mayorkas are they're traitors, and everyone knows it. Abbott is doing the minimal, really.
He's making the problem worse too.
Abbott's a meat puppet for the WEF. But go on.
He's making it worse because sticking these people on buses and sending them further inland isn't helping America.
No, you send them the other way.
You send them back. You build a bridge. Get them on it. Get them out of here. This is ridiculous what they're doing.
Or keep them hell out to begin with.
Well, what it is, it's fake headlines.
That's what that is.
He thinks he's garnishing support from the GOP. No, anybody in the GOP that has any brains can see this guy is not helping by sticking people on buses and airplanes and shipping them to closer to our homes. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't want them in Pennsylvania. Right.
I don't want them on U.S. soil. Even the good ones, Doug. I'm done. We are not the Salvation Army. This is not a halfway house for runaway Latinos. Our security has been violated up the wazoo. We have proof of terrorists in the country that we're not talking about that Homeland Security's even done anything about. We're talking about people just wandering around down there that people have managed to realize, oh, wow, we know that guy. That's getting pretty bad. I mean, we're in trouble, though. We're in serious trouble. And the great thing is, this is just hammering the crap out of the Democrats. That everybody they talk to, that's the big one. Immigration, the broken border. Broken border, as it should be, because you can't do anything for this country financially to make it better, infrastructure, all that. You're not doing anything until you stop the flow of these people. And I hate to be like that. I know people starve in other countries, but I'm looking at these people walking up the roads, you know, and they're going to tell me they walk 45 miles a day wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, ass. Really? It's all BS.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they're staged actors. And I just, the lies that are being told, we are one of the most manipulated countries in the world because we're stupid. The right and patriots are pretty smart. Shows like this point out the truth.
Are we stupid or are people smart enough to know that if we do something, and to me, I have no problem going down there with an AR or any type of, hey, give me an AK. I love it, shooting AKs. I'll throw a towel on my head. Am I allowed to say that? I just did. All right, but I have no problem going down there and keeping these people off. What do you think? I mean,
I agree that there's got to be a breaking point or somewhere. I wish that the Texas governor would come up with some legislation that says, hey, I can recruit people, deputize them, put them on the border. Something like that. We've got to do something. Sure. This, like I said, I'm sorry you're starving, but go home and fix it. Don't bring it here. Oh. Okay? Go home and fix it. It's not our problem. I'm sorry. And then, you know, I'm so tired of the arguments from the left. The arguments don't mean anything to me. I've just gotten to that point. I'm so disgusted with the whole subject, and I'm very, very, very disappointed in our leadership in this country that has allowed this to happen. And for them to sit there and say, there is no border issues. They're saying, they say that on TV. There are Biden and that Mayorkas clown. There are no issues.
That Cuban cue ball needs to be.
What the hell? Yeah, I would just like to know who's giving him his marching orders. It ain't Biden. It's gotta be Obama or somebody.
It's above Obama, but it's up to the boss.
It's where the actual command probably comes from. That's something else I was looking at. I was watching something that I'd stumbled across on the internet. I sent it to you, but you know, we're in such deep crap in the world.
Yeah.
Not just the US. But we're looking at, you know, we're looking at the World Economic Forum, which is a huge problem. We're looking at the United Nations. We're looking at the World Health Organization. And if we really wanted to fix the problem that needs to be removed are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Because well, about 11 other families in addition to those.
But those two are top of the list.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I feel they're the top of the list. And look, I know the World Economic Forum, the stuff that he's trying to do and planning to do, his deal's starting to fall apart, and I hope it continues. I'm very concerned about them bringing in some sort of international law enforcement that they've made up. Things are going to really come to a head here in 2024. And the other thing I don't want patriots to get complacent because Trump's doing so well. Complacency is our biggest enemy, Doug.
Trump cannot fix this.
No, everybody has to fix this. As chief executive
officer, as CEO of the Republic, he cannot fix this. Okay,
this is too much for one man to fix.
Right. He would have to have the best team at the right time, at the right place, with the right people, in addition to support of at least 51% of the American people who are people of action. And folks, just so it's clear, I'm not going to be, surfboarding, not that I could, okay. in my southern journey. Okay, I've got some business to take care of. And there are some meetings involved. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to speak out of school because it wouldn't be prudent to summon Bush. It wouldn't be. But we are in a time period right now. If we don't get off our asses, and if we don't, like if I'm not the point man for this platform to go down and to talk to some people, get involved in some things, commit some resources to do some things to save this republic, then I'm worthless. I'm just up here flapping my gums. And no one wants to hear that. Sometimes I get sick of hearing me talk. Okay, so anyway.
Well, you're absolutely right. It has to be a team effort. And to take on projects like that requires support. I mean, there's just a lot of us, a lot of people need to be put together in the same room.
And
that's what needs to happen.
I am optimistic for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel a lot better about, I just know that if we do this right in 2024, we can pound this out.
Yes.
But it has to be together. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And we have to be willing, not capable, willing to go the distance.
Well,
because the distance could be drastic.
And
because I tell you, if we don't straighten this mess out this year,
it won't get straightened out.
Boy, you might as well kiss it all goodbye. The World Economic Forum, they are so implanted in the governments now. It's just now they're starting to see some resistance. They've been backdooring us for years, since 71.
Oh, let me tell you, the report, investigative reports I have, there will be 4 investigative reports coming out next week, in-depth reports in place of the regular programming, because I will be traveling. I don't fly because I don't want any, I'll be in jail.
No, that's a nice try. What you're doing is a nice try.
Well, yeah. And then Eric the Tech is going to join me, but for, I'm very encouraged for the first time.
I'm going to walk.
You're going to walk.
I did that drive probably 20 times.
I'm telling you.
That's a nice drive.
It's not a problem. But here's the thing. Okay, Glenn Beck this past week was talking about what he and his audience did with banks. I think it was in Florida or Texas. I'm not sure which. But they created legislation where, or they helped create legislation that said, hey, you're not going to, you will not discriminate based on political ideology. Okay. And there was some cooperation with some banks and legislation to ensure their cooperation. So this, what's happening next month is not like that. I mean, somewhat like that, because we've got some, there's some people I'll be talking to, but there are other people involved who will be pushing forward the America First, not the Donald Trump agenda. I mean, Donald Trump by default, but the America, America before everyone else agenda, and like-minded people creating plans, not just for while, you know, not just for next week or next month or, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but for the rest, for the foreseeable future. So I'm excited about that. I don't want to go beyond that, but I would say
rest of the decade.
Yeah, at the very least,
put it in the right direction for future.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the border. Okay, this is perhaps one of the most critical emergencies. I was going to say emergent, but emergencies that we've got to get a handle on. And yeah, I'm gearing up to go down there too. Okay, but anyway, again, Biden. Anyway, okay. Let's go to cut 6. I don't know how many people saw this. This broke, I think, last weekend or early this week. This is a clip of a person who has been tentatively identified as Movsesum Samsudov, the chairman of the Azerbaijan Islamic Party, a known terrorist. After 5 seconds, I might have to narrate a little bit or read the subtitles, but watch this, folks. 59 seconds, I think.
Smart enough, you would know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am.
But soon you're going to know who I am. Okay. Again, now a picture of the chairman of the Azerbaijan Islamic Party. There it is right there. That is Movsesum Samsudov. All right. Let me see here. Okay. Can you read that, RT?
What it says? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Movsesum Samsudov was sentenced to 12 years of imprisonment on July 12, 2012. Vajil Abdullah, the Movsesum Samsudov's deputy, died while in prison.
Okay. Wait a second. Eric the Tech volunteered to read the next one. Oh, I got this one. Nature of the charges: arms trafficking and illicit use of weapons, criminal premeditation and conspiracy, terrorism, treason, and sedition, unlawful disobedience. Convicted on October 7th, 2011. Sentenced for 12 years. 12-year sentence for that? Wow. So
What are you saying? What was Eric saying? I can't read or what?
No.
No, I'm saying the small text. I'll read it. So you
got it's hard. It is hard to read on the screen.
Plus, the vaginal threw him off into this.
Once you get me laughing, it's hard to go back.
This adolescent.
Me too. I'm still laughing over the beginning of the program.
I'm telling you, I'm this adolescent frenzy of. All right, but his date of release
was released in January 19th.
There you go.
2023.
So that was a year ago he was released. So obviously from Auburn.
He crossed the Texas border illegally.
Anyway.
Movsum, the chairman of
Auburn.
Some Islamic party.
Sometimes I have to look at the word to really, it is the Azerbaijan Islamic Party. Okay, go ahead.
Well, not only should he not be breathing, he shouldn't be breathing on our soil.
No.
I know, this is ridiculous. And here's the thing. That's one guy. He's a mouse in the world. You know what I'm saying? There's been some real crap come over that border. As far as I'm concerned, we have entire mercenary teams up here. We may well have, I'm not being silly here, but we may well have a battalion of Spanish military comprised of several countries. I'm very concerned with not knowing who these people are. I'm very concerned because I go back and I look at the videos of people coming across the border, and it's not the poor refugee types. These are men. These are men I can picture with weapons. They're decently dressed. They have good shoes on. And when they come over and it's glaring white tennis shoes, man, that should just sing out to you. That should be filthy. They're not even trying to hide what they're doing. And these people are being assembled somewhere. We know they're being collected in old buildings. We know that they're assembled north of Houston. What don't we know? What don't we know, ladies and gentlemen? That's the part that scares me. This is, even if we didn't, we've talked about this international police force or law enforcement, what a crap the UN's going to come up with. But I'm just worried about terrorists. I'm worried about countries like North Korea that would love to have a big jump on us and inflict as much damage as possible, you know, before they were taken out. I'm worried about China. You know, I'm worried about these things. I'm not worried about any particular one South American country. Really, I'm not. Okay. They can be stomped out. I'm worried. Look, I'm very concerned. 2024 is when we're going to find out. And we're going to find out the hard way who these people are. They weren't brought here just to vote.
No. No, and I always thought that was a stupid excuse. I mean,
yeah, there's a deeper, darker, and it, whatever it is, Doug, it's sinister.
Oh, yeah.
It is so sinister. And it's going to be so violent that people are going to be in shock. That I'm just, it's like I can't get it out of my head. I think about it before I go to sleep. I actually have dreams that are related to this kind of stuff. This is just getting nutty. And the thing is, when these guys sit there like Biden at Mayorkas and go, there's no border problem. I mean, you just want to run up there, grab them by the front of the shirt, and start wailing the crap out of them. What do you mean there's no border problem? What the planet are you on? And don't tell me this isn't planned. This isn't by accident. And this isn't charity. Get that charity thing out of your heads. We're not being charitable here. The U.S. can't put out a big medal and go, hey, we did, we helped all these immigrants. That ain't what it's about. There's a deep, dark, sinister something coming, and we're going to see it in 2024, and I hope we have an election. That's all I can say is I hope there's an election, and they had better not touch a hair on Donald Trump's head.
Well, any American.
I'm just saying, this would be an ignition point, Doug, for a lot of things. There's a lot of people out there just looking for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like we don't have enough reasons, but they're looking for that.
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Thank you. That's the word. Flashpoint. And that's what concerns me, because I don't want to see that in our country. I don't want to see that. Okay, but we've got to get this crap out of office that's in there. This country is being systematically destroyed. This is no joke.
And how these people can lie to our faces and say, nah, you know, the border's secure. My ass is secure.
How do they sleep at night? Are we totally devoid of conscience? I don't get it.
Well,
I'm seeing such a level of depravity and dishonesty and unethical behavior out of our government. I'm blown away by it.
It seems like everyone's afraid to make the first move, but somebody's got to make the first move.
Unfortunately, and we're not condoning that. And I want to be clear, Doug and I aren't condoning that.
No.
But we have our fingers on the pulse. We know what's going on out there because we pay attention and we do a lot more research than the feds do. There's a problem. There's a problem of brewing. And the thing is, they're the good guys. So I'm telling you that I told you before, the FBI needs to put a detail on Trump and protect him.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, because everybody's pinned their hopes on him. I didn't want to see to that extent on one man. Because what happens if something happens to Trump? Then what's your alternative? Haley?
I guarantee all hell is going to break loose. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
And it's not going to be Haley that's going to save or be the nominee.
It won't be DeSantis. It won't be Haley. It won't be Vivacious Vivek. It won't be him. Okay? If something happens to Trump, it's going to be like an explosion around the world.
Yep.
And it will affect the entire world.
I totally agree. Now, we were talking about the border this week. It is what it is. Look, but this week we saw this historic border showdown between the federal government and the state of Texas in light of the SCOTUS ruling we referenced. Okay, so there was a clip about this. This is 59 seconds in length. The other one was a 117. I apologize. This is cut 8 on the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com. Bookmark that. Go ahead, cut 8.
The Supreme Court handing the Biden administration a temporary victory in the latest border showdown between the federal government and the state of Texas. The federal government making the argument that this razor wire here is making it more difficult for agents to apprehend migrants. Texas, on the other hand, is saying that this razor wire and all the additional barriers are necessary to block and deter migrants from entering Shelby Park illegally. And what Texas officials tell me is they want to avoid what happened last month here, where 2,000 migrants per day were entering here in the Eagle Pass area illegally every single day and overwhelming officials. What is interesting today, and the major question is, here in Shelby Park, Texas officials have kicked out Border Patrol agents and are not allowing Border Patrol agents to conduct normal operations. So if agents do want to come in and cut this concertina wire, they'll first need access inside Shelby Park. Stay tuned for the latest updates on this border battle between the White House and the state of Texas.
So the Texas military...
here we go with the Alamo again.
Here we go.
Here's the thing. This is just going to get crazy with the federal government doing their thing and Texas doing the other. Because if I was the governor of Texas, I would put that barbed wire up too, and I'd make it clear to the federal government, I don't want you setting foot on my land without my permission. It's just, remember what they used to do to ICE when they set up the sanctuary cities? They ran the feds out of the cities. Remember that? When they first were doing the sanctuary city crap.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to do the same thing. Abbott's going to do the same thing. You can't be here. That's what he said. You have to ask for permission. Dude, that's what the case is going to be. And what's Abbott going to say? No. Get.
Well,
this is going to get so ridiculous. There are going to be fist fights on the border between the National Guard and Border Patrol.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, somebody, as long as somebody's doing something. Glad you guys showed up, you know. But this is going to get so nutty. And here we go again with that strategy of tension, brother against brother.
But somebody, see, here, okay. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's by design.
You bet, but you better stand up for the in defense of your country. I don't give a damn which side you're on. Okay, whether it's the people saying you got to take the wire down versus, you know, the feds saying you got to take the wire down. If the feds were saying, no, none of you can come in, I'm in favor of America first, America protected from outside and inside threats. Inside threats right now are Biden, Mayorkas, Harris, by the way, her bullshit laugh. So when a reporter says, you've never been down to the border, and her reply was, well, I've never been to Europe either. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. No.
What kind of answer is that?
Exactly. And I don't know, folks, if I think that's been a while, and it's still floating around social media. But okay. But here's the mentality. Okay. Now I'm going to show you this. I just sent this to you, Eric the Tech. Here's the mentality. And I posted this on social media yesterday or a day before. I don't know when.
It was yesterday. You showed up on Twitter. We were happy to see you.
That was on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. But it was early. I think it was early Tuesday.
I don't remember. The days all run together. I'm like Steve Quayle. Did you get it? Okay. Now here's the mentality. Okay, here's Naperville, Illinois, and I've been to Naperville. As a matter of fact, I've had a couple of companies I did casework for were located in Naperville, and it's a very ritzy area, okay, at least some parts. And Naperville Councilman Josh Mc... What's his name? McBroom. He... Listen to this.
McGirth, again
with the adolescent humor, it's you could tell it's the week is worn on us. He wants a sign-up list for residents to host illegals in their homes.
Oh, let me sign up.
Okay. He says, we do have a very affluent community. We have a lot of big homes. Now, Naperville is a wealthy liberal suburb on the outskirts of Chicago. Biden won there by 20% margin in 2020, or at least that's what the numbers say. But those of you, I'm sure some people there voted for Biden, you get what you pay for. Open your flipping doors. Here's what I wrote. So I posted that with, hey, you first. I'm going to let Michael Yon pick six invaders, get them, gather them up, put them on a bus, and I'll drive the bus to your house, Josh. Okay, put the key under your mat. And I'm serious about that.
Don't forget, at Randy Taylor _ USA.
Yes, Randy Taylor's on Twitter as well. There he is.
Oh, yeah. And they'll argue it with you because they would know it would never happen to them. But if you had them standing there on site, people outside the door, like you just said,
and a news
crew there, yeah, baby,
screw the news crew. I just want to dump them off in their friggin' living room.
You know what I'd have done if I was Abbott? Every one of those buses and airplanes, if I was going to do that, would have been to DC.
Well,
I swear it would look like war is Mexico right now. Because these politicians aren't going to do anything until, if nothing else, they should have went to the exact town that every one of these politicians, senators, and congressmen live in and dumped several hundred there. Because you know the reaction from the community directly against the politician, they'd be lined up at their office screaming at them. You know, but just shipping them off to Chicago, off to New York. Those are big cities. Forget it. I would have put it to where there'd really be a problem. And I would have started in D.C. I would have sent 1,000 of them at least. Screw that. I would have sent 10,000 to D.C. Figure it out. Not my problem.
You know, though, again, we're going back to the conversation we had earlier. Okay, yeah. Send them the hell back. Okay, have this mass deportation like the world's never seen before. I don't care if you're
talking about airplanes.
I really don't. Just get them the hell out of here. Okay.
Do we put half of them all the way back or all of them halfway back?
Either way is fine with me.
Oh, it's over water. This is just ridiculous. And we're not heartless, man. We both give to charity. We both help people.
Yeah.
We've given shirts off our backs before. We are being invaded.
I would
rather guarantee a cut out of my disability check. I would rather guarantee a cut out of that sent to their country so they could fix it down there. Don't bring it here. And we have too many people on the street sleeping in their cars, sleeping on the ground. We have people that, oh man, they haven't showered in months and they're out there wandering around peeing in cups and pooping on the ground. This is nuts. This is crazy. This is America. And look what we've done with it. And we're only making it worse. This crap's got to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, it has to stop.
Yep.
And I know I get emails all the time. Well, what are you going to do about it? Look, everybody's got to do something.
We're doing stuff about it.
And a lot of stuff that we do, you don't see.
Exactly.
We're not going to broadcast to you because we don't need the hassle and the aggravation.
Oh, my gosh.
But be assured, it's getting done. Okay. And the very fact that we're sitting here talking to you and that Doug has done this with his life, this put together the Hagman Report, the whole nine yards, this is a serious obligation that he's taken on for this country. He doesn't do this, you know, for Erie, Pennsylvania. He doesn't do this for fun. Okay. He ain't making any money. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we do it because we love our country. That's it. That's what drives us. And we will do whatever is necessary for our country.
Amen to that.
Be advised. I was just telling you, and that ain't a threat.
You know.
So when you people email me, go, oh, you lead the way. Great. If you want to follow a guy in a wheelchair, okay? Far out. I would hope but you would say.
Even for a man impaired like yourself, with physical impairments, I shouldn't say impaired, but with physical impairments, you do more. I've seen you do more than the average person out there that has full mobility. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Look, people can flap their gums all they want, but the fact of the matter is we are doing stuff.
And we're in it together, folks.
Yeah.
Some people peel potatoes. That's the way it is. We all do something. We all put it together. And that's why we ask for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in 2024. This is it. 2024 is it.
And if you haven't prepared, folks, you're pretty late in doing so.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble this year. If we don't get this hammered out, if this government doesn't change, we're the only thing that's going to do away with things like the World Economic Forum and the WHO and the UN. You realize the UN wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the U.S.? We're the biggest financial supporters for them. Hell, we own the land that they're building on.
Yep.
So they want to take over all our forests and everything, but we've got the building. You know what I'm saying? This doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even make sense.
We're paying but for our own demise.
We're
subsidizing our own demise.
Absolutely. It's like standing there lighting the match and just looking for which pile of dynamite we want to throw it in. This is nuts. We need our sovereignty back. We need our country back. And it has to happen this year, ladies and gentlemen. If it doesn't happen this year, we can't turn this over to our children and grandchildren. We cannot. We cannot. And don't tell me it's God's will. Don't say it. Okay. God will let us know when it's his will. And I haven't heard any proclamations from him. All right. We're going to do it to the end. I love my Lord. I love my God. That's first in my life. But I need to be able to look him in the eye and say, Heavenly Father, we tried everything. We tried everything. And I don't want to have to say, well, we didn't have anybody to help us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm saying, Doug?
You know, I do. And I think people for the in the bigger sense know exactly what you're saying. Hold that thought, because I do want to talk to one thing, folks, you can do is protect yourself. protect yourself, because last year went down as this record-breaking year for data breaches. I want everyone to be safe. This is what I use. I use virtualshield.com/Hagman. Please go. In fact, the link will be in the program description box. Look, folks, again, keep your privacy stuff private. Keep your security secure, your stuff secure. But 2023, record-breaking year for data breaches. How in the hell does that happen? Well, there's a bunch of bad people out there. In fact, it left billions of dollars stolen from consumer pockets, from corporate giants to casinos to public hospitals. Data breaches this year have broken from the previous record high by 14% and affected more than 66 million people. 66. Think about that. 66 million victims. I mean, what are your odds of being victimized? It should concern you, which is why you need to go to virtualshield.com/Hagman. The link will be in the program description box. But what's worse is that instead of hackers demanding ransoms for the information stolen, sensitive information that was stolen, they're now starting to simply expose it, leaving victims with the crippling choice of financial ruin or possible public humiliation, which is why I highly recommend and personally use every computer here. We use Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 includes a military-grade VPN that helps allow me and Eric the Tech and others to browse the web without the prying eyes of my mobile carrier, internet service provider, or even the cyber criminals. And I did meet one last week, a cyber criminal, and I've got, they're out there. My internet data is encrypted in just two clicks. Plus, my personal data is even safer with Virtual Shield's one built-in ID monitoring that comes with $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. So, and it continuously scans, by the way, then erases my data from the internet, ensuring I stay invisible in a world where my privacy is constantly under attack. And believe me, mine is, and so is yours, folks. So doing this helps massively reduce the number of spam calls and emails that I get, reduces my risk of fraud, and helps me reclaim my privacy. Try Virtual Shield 1 risk-free for a whopping 60 days with no commitment necessary. That includes support for unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, identity theft protection, and fast internet speeds across all of your devices that have Virtual Shield installed. Try it now before signing ups end by going to virtualshield.com/Hagman. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/Hagman. And I want to thank them for offering that service, a fantastic service. I want to thank you for supporting us by supporting those who support us. Okay. So, RT, I mean, look, you're making some really great, great points here, but I want to pivot right now because one story, because time always gets away from us, but one story that broke around the New Hampshire, the same day as New Hampshire or the day after, I don't know, was, did you hear this? And by a show of hands out there, no, I'm kidding, but RT, did you hear about this? The Arizona Republican Party chair, Jeff DeWitt, was caught, actually recorded on camera. Yes. Bribing Carrie Lake to get the hell out of the race for Senate.
I don't even, that's between a bribe and a threat. That was like a veiled threat. You know, somebody comes to your house and says, look, I'm going to give you $100,000. Don't you ever go to that house next door. Well, guess what? That's a threat. You didn't bribe me. I had to go.
Yeah.
You gave me some money and threatened my ass. That's what happened to her, that phone call. And Doug, you were right. The words you used when I saw you post on Twitter, disturbing.
Well, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, it should disturb you.
You know, you and I, and folks, look, you got to understand where Randy Taylor and myself, where we come from. I've been an investigator for 30 years. I've heard, I've actually had the FBI. I've been part of recordings. I've been part of monitoring recordings. Am I proud of that? It was a job I did back in the 90s and early 2000s. But this, okay. Those were disturbing. This was really disturbing because you're talking about the sale of a nation, selling out a nation. Let's play it for the people, and then we'll comment on the other side. Okay.
And before we go on, explain who's who again.
Okay. So you've got Carrie Lake, who's running for Arizona Senate, or the Senate in from the representing the state of Arizona. And then Arizona Republican Party Chair Jeff DeWitt. Now, this shows you, I don't care if it's a Democrat, Republican, if you're part of the uniparty deep state, if you were a criminal, you could be right, left, of center. It doesn't matter. You're a frigging criminal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, Jeff DeWitt, you should be in fucking jail.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And
jail that bastard.
And he's on the same team as Carrie Lake.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That's what really threw me. And I thought, you son of a gun.
I'll tell you.
He should be in jail. No bond.
And now, what bothers me about this, I don't know. I don't like it. First of all, I hate it when people are eating and I'm talking to them. Okay, so you got to get by that. All right, but it just irritates me. But Carrie Lake, maybe she was trying to appear nonchalant. I don't know. I don't know. But it was like ho hum. Okay, no. And again, maybe it was all part of this. Okay, I know what's happening here, so I want to make sure that he doesn't think I'm going to rat him out. Which ultimately she did. So I don't know the backstory behind this, but I do know that this Jeff DeWitt should be behind bars. And I'll tell you what, I'll pick you up on the way out there and we'll kick the crap. Yep. But here's the other part. We better find out who the interests are that are soliciting this.
Yep.
Okay. You better have names because I'll tell you what. We'll play it, and then you can have the commentary afterwards. This is cut one. It's 5:56 in length. Here it is.
Is there a number at which...
I can be bought.
Not be bought.
That's what it's about.
You can take a pause for a couple years.
No.
And then go right back to where you're done.
Mm-mm. No. 10 million, 20 million, 30... No, no, no. A billion? No. This is not about money. This is about our country. I think it's disturbing that they would even... that anybody would think this is...
No, to be fair, even me, I'll say this. I want a fresh face right now for the reason that I've never seen anyone... I can't think of a single person in a federal race who lost, ran in and won. I can't think of it. If you can think of it, let me know.
I'm not going to let these... people who hate our country tell me not to run. You should call them and tell them to get behind me. So what's going on? What is? I'm assuming this is our friend.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
Oh no, they do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So this conversation never happened.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me. These people are corrupt.
Well, maybe you're right.
They are right. They are corrupt.
Maybe. This is right. Don't go. You never know. I'll get myself in trouble. This, if you say no, which is fine. It's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered.
Not that either. Today's world, man. If that stuff that came out last week is right about the cartel stuff, man. They say the cartel's operating in 50 states right now. Like all 50. Mm-hmm. So.
So what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who. Let me just tell you the what. Let's just say there are people calling around saying, gosh, no, they can't repeat this. Never repeat this. If you say no, don't. Because I got offered to buy out. Don't use it. Because then we lose our ability to get things done in the future.
Here's my problem. Rather than just say, let's work with her. She's a great candidate. because they don't own me. And it pisses me off.
Yeah, I said it was about ownership.
It's about control.
I don't know if it's about control. It's about being on the team. I guess that's it. You know what I mean?
They want to be on the team.
They want you to be on their team. But just team. You know?
But if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. So what do they want? What do they want me to do?
They want you to stay opportunist. But let me tell you what I can offer you. But I said you can do whatever you want. It's talking head, isn't it? So the ask of me was, it's kind of funny. So the ask I got today from back east was, this is, it has to stay between us. Was, is there any companies out there or something that could just put her on the payroll and give her, to keep her out? And I said, well, what are you willing to do? Like, whatever we need to do.
This is about defeating Trump. And I think that's a bad, bad thing for our country. DeSantis is not America first. This is about the final death blow to Trump. And I don't think that's good for our country.
I love Trump. I love Trump.
It's not good for our country, Jeff.
It's not. But at the same time, I'm not even sure Trump can win again. I don't know that he can win again. I think what it really comes down to for a lot of people, it's not only about like control or agenda, it's just about the ability to raise money to win. You know? If you really want to know, all of politics boils down to money, I think. Mm-hmm. And even on their end, like, what makes them the most money?
I know. All these consultants don't want their payday to end. And I don't want to make a deal with these kind of people. This is a hill worth dying on. They're going to steal the election to make me and our movement go away, I'm not letting him do that. I owe it to the people of Arizona.
Or.
To carry their torch and their voice.
Or. You don't go away. But you pause.
This is the battles right now, Jeff.
You pause. And you fill your coffers.
No, the battle is right now. The battle is right now. And we don't have time to pause on this battlefield.
You're not. You can't scratch their back. It's not for you.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to offer them. And they're sitting around people that have stuff to offer them. You know what I mean? It's just it's a back scratching club. That's all DC is. It's a big back scratching club. You're in no position to scratch anybody's back, and you've already made it known that if you get there, you're not going to scratch anybody's back. I don't scratch people's back. You know, I've been on the outs with a lot of people for a long time, because I don't scratch backs. Mm-hmm. You know? Where are we in 2 years if they steal the election again?
Listen to what you're saying. Why don't we do something about it?
What?
So that we, the people, can pick our...
What can we do?
I'm not willing to accept that. Then I'm going to be the biggest pain in these people's... Go back and tell them that. I'm running... And I'm going to be the biggest pain in their
And I'm willing to tell them that.
And they're going to have to kill me. To stop me.
No, I know. Look. And
you don't have to tell.
All right.
Wow. It just proves what we've said all along.
Yeah, and by the way, okay, the link will be at HagmanPI.com in the program description box for today. But, boy, you know, it'd be a shame if, you know, your car blew up. And that was stated there. I don't know whether people could hear that. But you know, why isn't this on every news platform from Fox to, I don't care.
They've been instructed not to run it. And they'll try and bury this story.
Of course. But see, this is why these recaps are so important. Because how many people, I want to know, how many people out there heard that or heard of that?
Right.
This is supposedly on our side. And who are they? I want to get that piece of crap. I want to grab his necktie. And I'll find out who they are. Give me 5 minutes with him, or give Randy 5 minutes with him.
That day is probably way up there, my friend.
But I want to know who, and if he knows who, we can make him sing. And if we had a functioning Department of Justice, which we don't, they would be on him like two coats of paint.
Well, the other thing that we need to look at, and who I would examine very closely, is the C she's going after. Is that Kyrsten Sinema? Sinema?
Yeah. She
went Democrat to Independent.
Yeah.
But that's the seat that Curry likes after.
No. Sinema? No. No.
You sure?
I don't know.
Anyway, whoever she's trying to get, we'll leave that open. That I would start looking at that person very closely, because apparently they're happy with that arrangement. And they don't want this Curry like messing that up.
They don't want her doing anything. They want her.
I don't know. They want her. Yeah. And that 2 years are turning into something else. That woman needs to be protected. One. And this right here, there should be such a huge investigation of this. That phone call is damning. And it just confirms.
Yeah, Eric just said, "Who's going to investigate it? The FBI?" Hey, no, Chris Ray, pick up the white friggin' courtesy phone, Chris Ray.
We need to get some gallon.
They're not going to do a thing.
Jugs of water, a towel, and some duct.
You guys are breaking up really bad.
I sorry about that. That was me. I slammed my microphone.
No, that's scary. But that reinforces what we've said about. Both sides of the aisle are screwed up. Yeah. It isn't just the left. This is a guy on the right. This is it's a very serious matter.
You guys there? Sad. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I didn't know if I broke my mic. Sorry about that. These are expensive microphones and... Eric the Tech yells me.
I don't think it's that. It's more like it's the connection. No. They're probably messing with our connection. They did it the last time you and I were on.
Yeah, well. Now, one more. I don't know whether you heard about this or not. Huckabee, he's got a broadcast. Mike Huckabee's got a broadcast. Now, like him, don't like him. Again, I don't care. Listen to what this woman used to repo cars. And God bless her, because I used to do that too. In my capacity, and it was called
asset recovery. Okay.
And let me tell you what, I mean, you don't want to know, but she used to repo cars. Then she was deep into mortgages and then investigating mortgages. Huckabee. And again, this is not getting any or much or any play, but this is about that pencil neck piece of crap, Adam Schiff, who should be arrested again. Hey, Christopher Ray, pick up the white courtesy phone. Yep. Watch this. We're going to play as much of this as possible. Here it is.
Well, most people know that Adam Schiff is a fraud, but my next guests have tangible proof. Christine Bish works with the Republican Party in California. She's also a congressional candidate in the California 6th District near Sacramento. She's joined by actor, writer, producer, and voice artist John Stubbins, who hosts his own show titled Indivisible. It centers on faith, family, and home. They together have Adam Schiff kind of cornered on 5 felony counts, and they filed paperwork with the House Ethics Committee. I want you to please make welcome Christine Bish and John Stubbins. Great to have you guys here. Christine, how did you get even interested and think there's something about Adam Schiff's maybe behavior that's worth a look? What was it?
Well... You know, it started out, I was going after another representative in Congress and had stumbled over a House ethics complaint back from 2008, where they had discovered that Adam Schiff and Doris Matsui were actually claiming that their primary residences were in Maryland. So I started digging and pulled all of their mortgage documents and We start looking and seeing all the things that Adam Schiff has been doing. I had to pick the monster. And clearly, that is Adam Schiff.
Now, this is a guy who was waving his papers in the House committee saying, I've got hard proof that Donald Trump is colluded with the Russians. And he kept saying that, never produced a single piece of paper that validated that. So you started looking, I understand, by training and profession, you're a realtor. You looked at real estate documents with Adam Schiff.
Yes, but I was also an investigator in a law firm for 10 years during the late 90s, early 2000s. Before that, I used to repossess cars.
She's a pit bull.
Hey, Keith. Keith, they may have the keys to your car. I don't know, but I'll give you a ride if they repo your car. There you go.
But chasing bad guys is, you know, it's what I've done. I've had the opportunity to help a couple of bounty hunters track some people down. I'm not afraid of Adam Schiff. Or he might be screaming that he has documents and he can prove whatever. I submitted a 164-page complaint to the House Ethics Committee. I'm ready to take him on and take him down.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I hope you're successful. When you said we're not afraid of Adam Schiff, well, the one thing I'm afraid is that if he wins the Senate race that he has now injected himself into, he would be not one of 435 House members. He'd be one of 100 senators representing California and would probably be even worse than he was in the House.
We've got to stop him.
So let's talk about what is so problematic with his claiming his residence is Maryland when he's representing a congressional district in California.
So I'm going into this saying that Adam Schiff is a resident of Maryland, of California, and he is duly elected to his congressional seat in California. That's where he's registered to vote. That's where he's filed paperwork under penalty of perjury that he is a resident so that he can represent his district in Los Angeles. That's problematic because on his mortgage documents from 2003 and each time he refinanced his house in Maryland, he said that he was a resident of the state of Maryland. Sir, that is perjury and that is mortgage fraud.
Okay, you can
and
cut that right
prove
there.
My case.
You get the idea. And you, I would urge everyone to watch the entire clip. So you're either lying to your constituents and perjury to the oath of office, or you're lying on your mortgage documents. It's just a question of who you're lying to. And the preponderance of evidence suggests you're lying to the people of California. Go ahead, sir.
Randy. Which amazes me that all this crap on Schiff, but they're sitting there running Trump through the court system in New York over inflating a mortgage.
Yeah.
The value of a property. I mean, that just doesn't even make sense. And Schiff's still sitting in the government. I mean, he's up there pulling fingers. You know, when guys like him leave, they might as well have a chair there. Because they're still up to their crap behind the scenes. It's like Obama. How long has Obama been gone? Don't tell me he's not active in our government. He still picks up the phone and calls people.
Of course.
It's a mess, my friend. It is a mess. And this Carrie Lake thing, I'm glad she stood her ground. You know, she's a fighter. I mean, she's not my favorite person of every candidate, but you know what? She's a fighter. I like anybody that put up a fight. And I believe that she does believe in her country and she loves her country.
Yeah, I like her because she's got some guts.
Jeff DeWitt.
I'm sorry?
Some people are even playing around with the idea that Trump may ask her to be a VP.
No, I
heard that thrown around. I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that. I honestly, this black guy out of Florida could get offered that. What's amazing is all the people that turned on Nikki Haley. But I mean, rightfully turned on Nikki Haley.
Not the big dollar people. Okay,
yeah, she's not at the risk of the country. Yeah.
I mean,
she's got big donors.
And dark money, too. Nikki Haley is a neocon. In my view, she's never met a war she didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
And just like what you heard with Carrie Lake, hey, we'll get you a position at some company for a couple of years, make a few mil, and then come back in. But just get out of the way for a while. Same thing with Nikki Haley. If you watch what her career path, how that went, okay, and this happens. I don't care if your name is Paul Ryan. I don't care what your name is. This has happened over and over, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Because the and you know, again, that DeWitt, that witless DeWitt, okay, should be put in a room and interrogated properly for the information. Because I want to know who. I want to know who. All right.
The globalists, through their channels, have been grooming that one for the White House. They would love it. She was working at United Nations, Nikki Haley. She was working at United Nations. She's rubbed shoulders
with
these people.
Appointed by Donald Trump, no less.
Right. But she's rubbed shoulders with these people. She knows. She is absolutely a globalist.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She don't even, in my opinion, she don't even try and hide it. You know? The other guy's at least trying to hide it. I don't know. It's getting really interesting. I like to see who Trump's going to have for his vice president. That's going to be interesting. And I just want to, I would like to know what he's going to do to keep the same thing from happening that happened to him last time. You know, 4 years of legal crap, this, that, accusations, Congress, you know, impeachments. You know what I mean? We don't want the country to stand still for 4 years. He needs to hit the ground running. If he gets in, he needs to hit the ground running because there's a lot that's got to be done. I mean, there's entire agencies, Doug, that realistically should be dismantled.
Of course. I mean, starting at the FBI.
Yeah, that's the first one. You and I were thinking exactly. That's the first one we'd start with. So I'll write Trump a letter and tell him, look, I'll take the FBI. Now I'll tell you what, I'll give Doug the FBI. And I'll go over and talk to CIA. we'll have another fired.
I'll tell you what.
I wouldn't ever turn on the man if I worked for him, Doug. That's what I'm so disappointed when I go back and I look at all the people that with just a little scare from DOJ, turn around, started lying, started talking, started relaying information, breaking confidentiality. These people were scumbags.
Yep.
You worked for the guy, for God's sake. Don't tell me he wasn't a good boss.
I mean, people like Jenna Ellis, it's hard for me to comprehend how people can.
Yeah, I don't get it. I know I wouldn't. You can sit there and threaten me with jail. I don't care. Kiss my butt. You know, you got to fight ahead of you.
Yeah. And the other day I spoke about the influence. For example, DeSantis running influence or running some initiatives to social media influencers as well as podcasters. Look, I get that. Right now we have a country, a republic, a nation, and our families and our grandchildren to save. And folks, I am so sorry. And please accept my apologies for being profane on the show today. But you know what? I'm tired. I'm angry, and we need to get out there and we need to fix this. We need to fix this. We can't not fix this. There's no plan B. There's no option. There's no place to run to. Just saying.
No, you said it all when you said that, Doug. There is no place to run. This battle has to be fought. There's no running from it. You can't get around it. We're not going to be able to hide from it. No. We've been hiding too long, ignoring it, hoping it'll go away, letting it be somebody else's fight. And you know, to the feds that are listening, don't get carried away when we say the word fight. I just think it's sad that you and I even have to think like that, Doug. This country's so screwed up right now. Absolutely screwed up.
You know, at some point, Thomas Paine wrote a lot of great stuff, okay, during the Civil War or Revolutionary War, in the both before, during, and after. Thomas Paine, if you read his works, boy, you know, he didn't hold back many times. And I think that somebody has to be a modern day Thomas Paine. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do. We only have about 10 minutes left. I want to get this in because, you know, again, to show you that the world is laughing at us, that we are the world's laughing stock. This is cut five. Eric the Tech, cut five. This is only 2 minutes in length, but you know, think about what happened this week with New Hampshire, the previous week in Iowa. Think about the general, but also the general election, but also think about the people who are voting for Biden. Now, look, I had a hard time pronouncing a couple of words today, okay? But I think as president, I would have the words phonetically spelled for me, or I'd have something there, okay? And I make my share of gaffes, but I'm not running the flipping free world, okay? So anyway, here's 2 minutes of the man supposed here. This is Exhibit A, in my view, of the consequences of the stolen election. And why things are happening, how they're happening. And I recall last year, in my travels last year, I recall the Chinese balloons, and I recall East Palestine, blowing up. Biden never visited there. I recall the southern border still then and now. I recall all of this. The food plants, being blown sky high, the supply. But here is Exhibit A of what you morons, not our audience, but the people who voted for Biden, here is a good example of what you get. Cut five.
Anyway, the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you... like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy, yeah.
And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga. 159 billion dollars led.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
The idea that
Los Angeles what am I doing here?
For two reasons. One, to.
We haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way.
But the nature, not a solid meeting
they make a very good point. Here's the deal.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
Anyway,
put your potato head.
Randy thought you were frozen.
They're making fun of Trump over a couple gaffes.
Yeah.
And what gets me is, I mean, this guy is running how many court cases at the same time? I mean, don't tell me that Trump doesn't have an 80 or 90 hour week. Like, that man doesn't sleep.
No kidding. And Maddow made fun of him and said he has dementia because he mixed up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley.
Well, then let's put him on a debate stage and see.
Exactly. Oh, that would be so embarrassing for Biden. They'll never do that. That making fun of Trump was really out of line because, yeah, we make fun of Biden, but that's rightfully so. Trump works. Doug, you and I've said the wrong name on the show before.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if we got things going on, and I'll flip that, doesn't mean I'm in have dementia or I'm losing my mind. It's called, I got things going on.
Yeah, and I couldn't pronounce whatever that word is. No, but you get the idea. I mean, look, we all make mistakes, but when you are at that level, and you obviously appear to be in decline, not you, but Biden.
No, he's what I call stupid. I mean, be it from dementia, be it from Alzheimer's, whatever. Get him out of here. He can't find his way off a stage, man. A monkey can find their way off a stage.
As Trump said, there's stairs everywhere. And I've been on, look, I've been on stages before. As long as you don't walk over the front of the stage, you're fine, okay?
Watch that first step.
Yeah. However, on most stages, they've got lights or sound equipment on the, it's very difficult to do that. But I have seen people do it.
And Biden actually has mastered falling up the steps.
He's
getting on the plane. He's getting on the plane. It's like most people fall down. Not our boy. He falls up.
Look, he's got nothing on me. I fell up the stairs and busted my jaw to the point where I'm still having trouble with it. So, that was my carelessness because I was carrying some stuff and it was just, but see, okay, the reason I wanted to play that, again, is to remind people, this is the, and I guarantee you, I was talking to my wife about this the other night, the night of the New Hampshire primaries. I don't believe for a moment that Biden will be on the ticket in 2024. I don't believe for a moment that Biden Harris will be there. I'm just saying.
If he does, he won't know he's on there.
Yeah. I don't. I think it's going to be Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I really believe that. And if you've noticed, Barack,
they're getting desperate. They're getting desperate. Yeah, they're getting desperate.
They are.
They're going to try. This is going to, whoever they put out there, it's going to be a whopper. It's going to be like, whoa, really? It's going to be one of them moments.
Yeah. What's that? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and play that. Eric says, I got a video for you. So,
all right.
Surprise both of us.
Anytime I watch Biden do anything, I get the same feeling as, like, you ever go to a friend's house and they have, like, a 16-year-old dog and it walks in the room? And you got to do that whole, like, oh, hey, there he is. Just look at him. He's looking great. My favorite thing about Biden is anytime Biden finishes a speech, he transforms into a Roomba. Just... I miss the Trump speeches. Trump gave what I think was probably one of the greatest speeches of world leaders given. You know, it's got to be up there with like Churchill, Gettysburg Address. It was my favorite speech I've ever seen a president give. It was the night the United States killed the leader of ISIS. Trump comes out of the Situation Room at like midnight in the White House, and he walks down that fucking tunnel like he's, and gives a press conference like he's giving a post-game NBA just killed a guy press conference. He walks up in front of the entire world at midnight and just goes, Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead. He died like a dog.
And that's why we love the guy. He's not a politician, man. He's not. He's had a rough, and he's had the schooling he's had on politics has been rough. They've screwed that man over from day one. I think he's ready for him the second time.
I'll tell you what, you grew up in Brooklyn and then you cut your teeth in D.C. on your first rodeo, man.
Yep. Yeah, they got away with the lion and all that. I think that he'll absolutely handle it different this time.
Yeah,
and just I don't want it to turn into the same thing it was last time. That was actually a shame for our country. We should be ashamed of what happened and what they did to Donald Trump. We as a country should be ashamed.
And both those on the right and on the left.
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, we have completed a week roundup in depth on certain issues from Kerry Lake to Schiff to the border and everything in between. I want to thank you.
And you know what? We've also got, ladies and gentlemen, remember the Hagman Coffee, K-Cups, beans. This stuff is good. We guarantee that. All right. And this goes to help the kids. Ladies and gentlemen, please keep us in your prayers. Thank you very much, those that support us. And those that want to support us, do it to it.
Hey, and Monday will be Steve Quayle. Great show yesterday, by the way. All right. Thanks, my friend. God bless.